USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heavy rains were causing flooding across the Appalachia as floodwaters in Kentucky that have killed at least 8 people continued to rise overnight. The jet stream has carried the monsoonal moisture from Southern California to Pennsylvania. Heavy flooding was seen in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri overnight. The U.S. economy shrank for the second quarter in a row, the definition of recession, as the housing market buckled under rising interest rates and high inflation is seriously harming business and consumer spending. Although the White House is tiptoeing around the word recession, Americans are flabbergasted at the cost of everything. Janet Yellen shortly after the Commerce Department's recessionary GDP report Thursday.
But definitely the real data, to my mind, show that there is a slowdown in progress.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prisoner swap negotiations continue between the United States and Russia.
A former Marine from Texas who served nearly 3 years in a Russian prison before he was freed in a prison swap this spring stated that he is, quote, cautiously optimistic that a similar deal can be worked out in the cases of 2 other Americans currently detained in Russia.
If the Russians are, you know, not idiots, then I think that they will accept that deal. And I would be optimistic. I would be cautiously optimistic, but I would be optimistic.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced this week that the U.S. has offered Russia a proposal to bring WNBA star Brittney Griner and former Marine Paul Wellen home. The White House would not confirm details of the proposal. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 9 months after Iraq voted in its October 2021 parliamentary elections, political leaders have failed to form a government. Having lost their patience, demonstrators, mostly supporters of Shia leader al-Sadr, stormed the Iraqi parliament on Wednesday to protest against corruption and one of the candidates running for prime minister, Mohammed Shia al-Sadani. A former minister and ex-provisional governor, is the pro-Iran pick for premier. Al-Sadr has rejected his candidacy. Americans continue to be lectured by Washington, D.C., and reminded we're not in a recession. President Biden denying a recession due to low unemployment numbers is hogwash. So says former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night.
Here's the problem we're in. On the one hand, they're saying there's no recession. But on the same day they're saying that, they're passing yet another Keynesian fiscal stimulus bill. And what's the over-under on Joe Manchin in West Virginia getting a disproportionate share of that to bring him on board? You know the answer to that. And on the same time, they're engaging in contractionary monetary policy by raising interest rates, which is going to exacerbate recession. And there's no recognition that what we are really in is stagflation brought about by structural problems, many of them policy-induced. And at the top of my list is the attack on energy. We've lost our strategic energy dominance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.